Blog Talk Radio.
For tuning in to Blog Talk Radio, this is Ruth Nabia of Daughter of Zion World Ministry, bringing you the Word of God. God bless you for listening.
Happy day. Thank you, Jesus. Today is a blessed day, another day. And this is Daughter of Zion World Ministries bringing you the Word of God this afternoon. Thursday, a new day of the month of September, the ninth month, the month of pregnancy, that the Lord will bring and deliver you if you are pregnant with any great thing. The Lord will help you and He will bring you. So our sermon today says, thank you, Jesus. A praise and worship. We just want to worship and sing to the Lord anyhow. So if you are joining me on Blog Talk Radio, my name is Ruth Nabia. You can call in or you to share your praise and your thanksgiving, a testimony of the Lord, so we can glorify Him together for how far He has brought us in this year. We love you, Lord. We thank you. And before we come back, I want to play a little music. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Meaning, we bless you, Lord. We bless you. Who is like you? It's titled, Ohini means king. King. He's the King of Kings and He's the Lord of Lords. Before we proceed, I want to share a prayer that the Lord will be with us. Father, I pray and commit the lives of my listeners, anyone listening. If there were two or three people are gathered, you are present. And I know you are using this media to touch many lives, oh God. I commit this day and this journey into your hand, O God. Let your Holy Spirit dwell in us. Give us understanding. We have come together in one accord to give you glory, to praise your name for how far you have brought us. I bless you for the life of everyone listening, and may you continue to show them your glory. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you commit. I commit my spirit, my mouth, the words of my mouth, and the meditations of my heart into your hand, O Lord. That let it be acceptable to you, my praise. The praise we bring you today, O God, that no weapons can stand against our prayer and our praise to you. That our praise shall be into your heart, O God. We praise you this day. And that was the music. Entitled Ohini, it's a Ghanaian song, entitled Ohini, meaning a king. The Lord is king. Who is like you, God among the gods? Ohini, we thank you, Lord. We bless you. We have come, O God, we have come to give you a sacrifice of praise this day. You have done great things. You are doing wonderful things, and great things will you continue to do in our life. We bring you a sacrifice of praise, for you have done great things. So, Lord, your hand is mighty. You have delivered us from evil hands and storms. Your mercy is forever. You who has brought us this day, O God, we bless you. Oh, Father, we bless you with one accord. In one accord, we have come to say thank you. Thank you, O God, for bringing us to this day, the special day in our life, the 9th month of the year. We have been through it, but together you have brought us to a successful end, and we know that you will take us to the greatest end and to what plan you have for us, O God, as the children of your kingdom. A new day, O Lord, has come. A new month has come, and we glorify your name. We masa kandara basawa niya hasaya. You are God, you are God, you are God. You alone deserve our praise. We did not pay anything for your salvation, but your loving kindness endured in our life. Your loving kindness has come, and you gave your Son to us. Oh, what a God and what a mighty God we serve. Father, I want to glorify you for your name, oh God. Wherever you are, I want you to glorify the name of the Lord and say something to him from a faithful heart. Bless the Lord and thank him for his mighty works. Thank him for all that he has brought you through. Thank you for his sustenance and the job. Some people began the year with us, but they are nowhere to be found. They cannot stand on our feet. But if we are speaking with strength, with blood flowing through our veins, what do we have to say? We say, thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We are kicking with two hands and two legs. We say, thank you, Jesus. We thank you, O Lord. We thank you, we bless you. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who did not give our grains as food to our enemies, who did not give our food to our enemies, but he rather laid a table before us in the presence of their eyes. In Akashunda, only with their eyes will they see what the Lord is doing. He is good, he is good. Father, we bless you. You are the King of Kings. We will magnify you. We will bless you, O God, for your loving kindness. For your mercy endures forever. Blessed are you who upholds our right hand, O Lord. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for the blood that speaks and has spoken. You have spoken, and there is no lies in your word, O God. There is no lies or blemish in your blood. Your blood is still speaking and working for us, O God. We thank you for upholding and being the shade of our lives, O God. We bless you. We just want to say thank you. We just want to lift our voice and say thank you. Wherever you are, we are just thanking Jesus this day. It's not a ceremony, it's just a testimony of thanksgiving. A testimony that we are alive. A testimony that the storms have come and passed. A testimony to the name of the Lord. His hand is mighty. If you are a believer, you understand what I'm saying, that the Lord's hand has delivered us from grace to grace, and he is continuing to move from glory to glory. May you be a partaker of this grace and glory, that before the year end, you shall see him. Join us, O God. Join us, my dear brethren, so that we will lift the name of the Lord high. He has sustained our lives. Oh, Makashandaya. He is able. He has done great things, and greater things will he do. Through it all, we are here today in another month. Ebenezer, God, this is how far you have brought your people. We bless you, Jesus, for upholding our hands, O God, throughout this year. Oh, bless the Lord, O my soul, that and all that is within me will magnify his holy name. Lord, you are mighty. We magnify you because there is none beside you. Who is like you, my God? Who is like you? Let him rise up. Even before the beginning of the world, you were who you were. You were the I am. You were the I am. You sit upon your throne as King of glory. You deserve all the glory, and you cannot share your glory with anyone. That is why your people are listening to you, and we are hoping in you, and we have come to say thank you, Jesus, for a new month, a new day, a new glory. We bless you. I want you to listen to me on Blog Talk Radio to say a thank you for God. Thank him for whatever you are desiring of him, whatever expectation you are expecting of the Lord. I want you to say thank you. Thank him, even before he do it. Thank him for the request that you have asked. He will do it. Thank him for your husband. Thank him for whatever you desire, the job, for the goodness, for family reunion, for goodness. Thank him. Thank him because this is a month of great deliverance, great rewards from the Lord. Those who trust him will see his glory. He is going to pour the dew from heaven upon you. You will see his glory, the dew from heaven upon your life. I declare unto you in this day, because the Lord is merciful. He is great. He is great. And he is great. He has done it, and he is doing it today and evermore. He is able to deliver us. I want you to say thank you. For iti bashanaya katanaya. He is good. I declare the physical healing of the Lord over your life if you listen to me on Blog Talk Radio. I declare financial restoration over you, that this month shall smile on you. Every good thing in the month of September shall be upon you. Every wall of Jericho against your life, I declare broken and loose in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Ghost. May Jesus comfort you if you are mourning, if you are in pain, if you are brokenhearted. For he has a mahasanaya. He has a kabashinda rabasinda. He has anointed my mouth to bring good tidings to the weak and to the one that mourns and to the widows. May the Lord comfort you if you are going through any kind of hurt or pain. May the blood of Jesus cover you. May it be the mark all around you, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. May the Lord arise on your behalf and let all your enemies be scattered. Thank the Lord for everything you are expecting this year once again, for he will deliver it. Even before the year end, you will see it and experience the goodness of the Lord. Praise him even before he do it. Thank him, O God. Thank him, brethren. Thank the Lord with me. For this is the day of thanksgiving to the Lord Almighty. May the blood of Jesus cover you. And we want to listen to this music once again as we thank the Lord. Bless the Lord with all your heart. Have faith that whatever you have asked, he will do it. If he wouldn't do it, he wouldn't take you from all the mess or from all the troubles from the beginning of the year. He wouldn't have done it, but he has done it. Great is he who promised and delivered. He is great. Stay tuned for this music. For he is once again, he is King and Lord of Lords. He is King. Give him glory. We give you glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you, Lord. We lift you up higher and higher. We thank you, O God. We bless you. We bless you. Without you, we do nothing. We lift our hands and we say, bless them. Had it not been you, nor our tribes, nor our enemies, would have flooded. And the seas would have engulfed us. The waters of the sea would have taken us and used us as flesh. There would be. And you would be able to deliver us into their hands. You would deliver us. You could set and preserve our lives. We say thank you, Lord. We bless you. We glorify you because you are the Lord. You are holy. Who is like you, my God? Let your kingdom come right now, O God, in this house and in this person, and in the life of my life. I thank you for the Lord Zion. I thank you for the ministry. I thank you for all that you are doing, O Lord. I bless you. Let it not come away. Let it not come away. Father, we thank you, Lord. Glorify your name. We glorify you, Lord. Who is like you, my God? Who is like you, Jesus? Who is like you? Who is like you, O God? We thank you. We bless you. Your mercy, your loving kindness has found us and salvation has found us. O Lord, it is by grace, it is not by might, by power. Spirit that has delivered us from sin. Oh, how we are yet to give your son to die for us. And we have been saved through grace. May your grace continue to abound, O Lord. O Jesus, glorify your name, O Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We bless you, O God. When our enemies wanted us dead, O God, you sustained us and you hid us from your eyes. And they wish that we will fail. You prospered us, O God. You turn it onto our favor. O Lord, we bless you. We bless you.
We glorify your name, Father. We thank you for your spirit that speaks to us every day in America. Oh, it's like you, Jehovah, need people. Oh, it's like you, Lord, who has not given our bread to our enemies, oh God. Who has prospered us and who has granted us grace. Who has given us so much of God, oh yeah. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your loving kindness. You have chosen us as friends. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We've seen our enemies without being scared and being ashamed. We've wanted our disgrace, but before you have sent it to us, favor. We wish that we were dead, but you have favored us and preserved our life. Oh, Lord. We glorify your name, Lord. We bless you, Lord, Jesus. We bless you, Lord King. We adore you, Lord. Power and might belongs to you. Oh, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. Who is like you? Who is like you, Jehovah Nisi Adabasandaya? Adonai God. Adonai God. Adonai God. There is none compared to your name. They boast in horses and chariots, but we will serve the God of the living. We will boast in the Lord of the living. We will boast in your name. We have found grace, O God. So bless us, Bakatanaya. Benakaria Mahasoyakanaya Saya. In the name of Jesus, today I thank you, Lord. I bless you for a new day like this. I thank you for the life of my listeners and to all that are supporting and praying with us. Father, we bless you for your loving kindness. I pray for the lives of my people that you deliver them. Let there be healing, O God, in everything that they are looking for healing. Healing in finance, O God. Restoration, O God. For those who trust in you shall recover in multiples. They will never be disappointed, O Lord. That is your word to us. He said, those who trust you will never be disappointed before you because you are the Lord. You are the Lord. You are the Lord. That is your name. Who can stand against you, Lord? You are the Lord of hosts. You are mighty. You prosper, and who can take down? You who give and no one can take. You who blesses and no one can curse. You are Lord. You are Lord, and you have been the shade of our life. We want to dwell in your refuge. We have come, O God, that we may find refuge in your house. We give our life to you as a living sacrifice, O God. I pray for everyone listening. I pray for the world, for children and women going through torture and pain. May your hand deliver people, O God, those who do not know you, those who are taking alcohol and to drugs, those who are lost hope because they have no one to comfort them. You are the comforter. Father, meet them in their way at the point of their need. May they encounter you, O God, that they may testify. They may testify the goodness of your Lord. Of you, O God, and in your kingdom. For you are the light to them that search for you. Even those who do not know you, O Lord, reveal to them a mystery that they may believe and accept that you are the Lord. You are the Lord of hosts. Help me sing, O Lord. I sing unto your name. I sing unto your name. I glorify you, Lord. I want to say a song to you, brethren, before we go off this program of praise and worship. This is a day of praise and worship. It wasn't a song, but it was for us to join hands wherever you are to say to the Lord a big thank you, a faithful thank you. Even if you have to sow a seed to your church just by this month, any kind of seed to your church, just do something and say thank you to the Lord, to your pastor, to whoever that you think you can give, just to thank the Lord. It's a special thanksgiving that so that our blessings shall be released unto us. This is the word of God to you. And I want to sing a song. It says, glory, glory, Lord, glory, glory, Lord. We give you glory because you are a mighty God. I can't sing it enough, O Lord. You are a mighty God. Glory, glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. Glory, glory, Lord, you are a mighty God. Father, you reign. You reign, and my lips will continue to sing unto you. I pray for all those who do not know Christ or who do not have Christ. Anyone listening that do not really have accepted Christ, I want you to look at the word coming from Romans chapter 10, verses 9. It is not part of what we are doing, but today the Lord is bestowing on my heart to tell you that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved and he will be with you. Believe the scripture and believe in God and you will begin to experience Christ from one level to another. This is the word of God to you. Confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord. If you want to give your life to Jesus, go find a word-speaking church. Find a pastor or a faithful pastor or a man of God that loves, really is honest to God, that he may lay his hand on you and teach you and help you to understand the ways of God, and you also begin to experience the ways of the Lord. Before we go, I have a word of praise from Psalm 63. And I'm going to read just a few verses. You can read the whole verse for yourself. But this has been a day of worship, a day of thanksgiving. We are thanking Jesus for his blood, the blood that has done mighty things for us, the blood that is our covenant in the name of Jesus. We are the children of the covenant by the blood of Jesus. We are the children of a new covenant, the covenant of the blood of Jesus on the cross. In the cross be our glory. In the cross is the blood flowing with grace and mercy and favor. The blood of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for giving the blood of Jesus to us, that we may have his blood, and his blood will speak for us and intervene for us and intercede for us. The blood of Jesus has given us salvation. And because of Jesus, we have found salvation priceless. We have not paid anything, but he paid our debt. He paid it willingly. From his heart. He has chosen us. He has called us friends. Thank you, Lord. And the word read from is taken from Psalm 63, and I read verse 1. It says, O Lord God, you are my God. I shall seek you earnestly. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh yearns for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water. Thus I have seen you in the sanctuary. See your power and your glory, because your loving kindness is better than life. Hallelujah. The loving kindness of the Lord is better than life. My lips will praise you, Lord. This is my main verse. Psalm 63, verse 3 says, the loving kindness of the Lord is better than life. And our lips will not, cannot cease to praise him. We'll praise him and praise him day and night. Some people would think we are crazy or we are mad, but we are mad in the name of the Lord. We want to walk for you, O God. Some people are walking for other things, but we are walking and lifting up your banner this day, because your loving kindness is pure. Your heart is pure. Your heart is pure. Your loving kindness is great. It endures forever. Your mercy endures forever. Your loving kindness is good, O God. We love you. And my soul is satisfied as with a marrow and fatness. And my mouth offer praises with you, O God. I cannot sing enough for you, and I cannot say enough. But all I want to say is thank you, O Lord, for this ministry. Thank you, O Lord, for the people who join and listen to us every day. Our statistics is great. We have people following us and sending us messages. We bless you all for giving one heart, that the kingdom of God will continue to grow and grow from grace to grace and from glory to glory. We bless you, O God, and we stand against every work of the enemy, every plan of the devil against this ministry, against the life of my listeners, against my life, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus. I submit my spirit, my body, my mind, my soul into the holy blood of Jesus. I stand in the cross by the power and authority of the Holy Ghost, by the power of the blood, and I cancel death, I cancel accident, any disappointment, failure, every bad news upon my life in the life of my people. May the blood of Jesus cancel it. May the blood of Jesus make it null and void in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every plan, evil orchestration of the devil against the people of God. I thank you, O Lord, for the servants of God. I pray for servants of God, O God. May your grace continue to increase. May your grace continue to increase in their life, O God. I commit families, O God, into your hands. Poor children needing your help and your salvation, needing your touch. May the grace locate them, O God, that they will find their helpers in any way possible in the name of Jesus. Connect them, O God. May there be a divine encounter of the Lord upon your life, listening. May your ministry or whatever you have grow. May everything you do in the name of the Lord prosper. because you are a choice of God. You are a chosen generation. The Lord, may he be with you. May he fill your house with glory. May you testify that this is the day the Lord has made. A month of pregnancy, a ninth month is it. It's a month of birth. You are going to give birth to glory, to the glory of the Lord. For who you are is coming out. Your potential will come out. Your favor will come out. It is enough. You are coming out in the name of Jesus, whether the devil like it or not. You are coming out in the name of Jesus. In authority, declare this over your life. By hook or crook, you are coming out in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, you will come out because you are a child and a chosen by the blood of Jesus. Your name is written in the Lamb book of life. Therefore, you never fail because your God never fails. You are a descendant of Abraham. You are blessed. You are coming out of every situation. I pray for you, marriage reunion, a happiness in families. For stress financially, may the Lord calm you and give you understanding, peace of heart. Anyone going through marriage problem, may the Lord deliver you. May the Lord help you. May he be the peace in your family. May he be the peace and restore you financially and physically. In the name of Jesus, may the blood of Jesus cover you and your children and all that you have. Because you have given your heart to Jesus, because the Lord is your trust, you will come out in the name of Jesus. You are going to birth out everything because the month is a special month. That is why I say we thank you, Jesus. I do not know how I have this, but I just, it burned that we just have to glorify, worship the Lord the whole month, and you see his glory. Give this month as a worship month, as a worship month. Worship the Lord in your closet. Worship him. Give him your words. Pray and thank him. Just thank him. Stop asking and thank him for his goodness. For he will do it. He will do it. He will do it. Apostle Paul, when he was jailed, he prayed and praised the Lord. He praised him so much. They sung in heart. And the gates of the prison, earthquake, and the gates were loosed and they were freed. Praise the Lord this month. And every chains of the devil around you shall be broken loose. I bless you in the name of Jesus. If you want to follow us, we have a website called dzwm.org. That is D in daughter, Z in Zion, W in world, M in ministry.org. And we are a faith-based nonprofit organization. Also, you can help us support this ministry, support our projects that we're doing in Africa and here concerning jobs and health issues. Go to our website and you see other links that you can follow. You may follow us on Facebook, and then on the Facebook right now it's my name. It's Ruth L. Nabia. And thank you, and be a blessing to someone this day. Praise the Lord. Amen.